horse racing in Ohio. This is Hoofbeat on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. When Jerry Knappenberger, general manager of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, an organization that's been around since 1953, talks about harness racing in Ohio, he talks about harness racing and horse racing in general as being an activity that is really woven into the history of the Buckeye State.
County fairs racing in Ohio, we currently are there, as you know, 94 agricultural fairs in the state, of which 65 conducted harness racing. So harness racing is a great Ohio tradition dating back to the 1800s, and almost every county fair, the center of the county fair was the racetrack, and we continue to race there. We'll be able to spread some of this new revenue to help the county fairs with their operations and for the enhancement of racing, the county fair races. And Ohio has the biggest county fair racing situation of all the states in the country. Our surrounding states, like Indiana, Pennsylvania, and New York, have about 14 to 17 county fairs, and we have four times that many, and some great fairs, and it's been a real great tradition that many of the fairs put on outstanding races. And of course the Delaware County Fair is host to one of the harness racing Triple Crown events, which we hope to help get that back where it needs to be, at $1 million purse, and bring in the best horses from the country for the 1 week at the Little Brown Jug Week at Delaware.
Let's take a moment for folks not familiar with the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. What's the group all about?
The Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is a state trade association. It was formed in 1953 and represents all the owners, breeders, and driver trainers involved in standardbred harness racing in the state of Ohio. And Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is also a member of Harness Horsemen's International, which is an international association of local and state horsemen's associations.
Jerry Knappenberger, general manager of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Again, that organization has been around since 1953. And that's Hoofbeat. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.